Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Okay, what's your name again?
Secret.
Secret, like S-E-C-R-E-T?
Correct.
Okay. My name is Arthur Signet. I'm calling regarding a charge on my account that I don't recognize.
May I have the zip code, please?
75094.
Okay, and the first and last name?
Arthur Signator.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you verify the address for me?
510 Harvest Hill Drive.
Okay, and do you know a Sarah?
Sarah, yes, that's my wife.
Okay, so I see that she ordered our Wi-Fi booster on February 1st, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling.
That's what it was supposed to be, and that's all it was supposed to be, a gift. It was a regular $70, and you buy it for $7.45. She wasn't paying for no $49.50 for no Wi-Fi, because I'm the one that did it for her.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $49.97.
No, that's false advertising, and I'm not paying for it, okay?
And that starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web.
I don't want any of that. All it was doing was just getting that. That to me was a big switch, so to speak. It was just supposed to be a little extender, not to order no $49.50 Advantage booster. I want that removed from my credit card because I'm calling the credit union.
Okay, sir. Well, that wouldn't be necessary due to that the charges are valid. Now, your bank, they're going to get in contact with us, and we will have to issue them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. Your bank, they will see that. And they will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then we will receive that money back.
No, they're not going to get anything. Cause I'm going to call my department of fraud because I don't recognize this.
Yes, sir. And they will contact us, and we will send them the terms and conditions that you did agree to. Sir, in order for you to place this order, you would have had to agree to our terms and conditions.
Is this dealing with CVS?
Yes, sir. This could have came from them.
This dealing with CVS. So I'm calling my department because I don't recognize this order. Okay.
Yes, sir. You ordered the Wi-Fi booster, correct?
Not a Wi-Fi booster. I mean, I don't know what it was.
Sir,
it was
you ordered the Wi-Fi booster on February 1st, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. You just stated that you ordered it for your wife, correct?
Well, my wife supposedly ordered it. That's what she said.
Yes, and this was a welcoming gift where you only had to pay the shipping and handling.
I'm over the account, and I'll be damned if I pay that, okay?
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a 50% refund. This also cancels the account to prevent all future charges.
Well, you better do that because I'm going to call my credit union now because I don't believe in being ripped off and lured into buying something that I did not order. I did not order no $50. You saying you're giving a gift that was regular so-and-so. And then if you sign this, you're going to have to pay something else. It must have been very small print. Because I printed it out. I'm away on a funeral. And I'm going to look at it and see what the print said. And I guarantee you, I don't think it said nothing about it within X number of days, you got to do this or that. If it was, it wasn't on the same page.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, sir, when you checked the box asking were you 18 years or older? The terms and conditions was right underneath. I did go ahead and issue you the full refund as a one-time courtesy, and you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie. 2589-09.
Hold on a second. Hold on. is C as in Charlie, and what, 25 what?
2589.
Okay.
09.
08. 17.
8 17. Z 25 89 09
8 17.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I
can
do for you?
Cancellation on this deal.
Is it Z as in zebra?
That's C as in cat, right?
Correct.
Okay. So that's the cancellation of that amount.
Correct.
All right. I'll let my credit union know. All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.